Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. And I bet that first hand was maybe your mother's hand, or, as you said,
what? OBGYN, most likely.
Yeah, most likely the OBGYN.
Well,
it was your mother's hand that carried you through, that was the first one to hold your hand through
this thing
we called life.
Right.
So welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and that was our opening song. And that song was, can y'all guess who that was from?
Of course. Diana Ross, the one and only.
The one and only Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I believe Diana Ross is going to be right here tonight in Clearwater, Florida, in the 727 area code,
I believe,
at Coachman Park. Have you heard that?
Yes.
What a great concert that was.
Am I right, Ed? Or am I wrong?
Well, I have to look it up.
You might want to look it up, because, again, okay, before we get started, and I had to say it today, I'm going to introduce our show. This is a Shrink and Wrap Show, and based on that right there, everything on the show is based on suggestions and opinions. Suggestions and opinions, in case we're wrong. But anyway, I would like to introduce my crew here today. We have the original therapist.
That
our shrink
me.
Shrink number one
nice
is Peggy.
Nice to be back.
We've missed you, Peggy.
I've missed you guys.
And where have you been?
Guys. You know, that's a good question. So I've been traveling, I've been working, and just trying to balance life, you know? Just trying to balance life.
Yeah.
But that's where I've been. Glad to be back today.
Yeah, thank you so much. And you and I drove over here for the very first time. Mm-hmm. We said we're going to try this and just do one show.
Right.
And she's the therapist. And she goes, by the way, I think we bit off more than we chew. And I'm like, she's the therapist saying we bit off more than we can chew. I'm like, oh my gosh. We need to play two songs in our first show.
Right.
So you guys did it. And look where we are today.
And look at where we are. And we welcome Trish. Trish is our nonprofit host, because this show is all about love. Thank you for being by my side and coming with Peggy and I from the beginning of this, from like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Well, we always have a lot of fun.
That's right. And Ed, thank you. He's our engineer producer. Thank you so much. You have been initiated to the Shrink and Wrap Show.
Yeah.
So you get a keychain, because it's all I have. I have no salary. Okay. Everybody's here without pay, but you get a keychain. So if you see someone walking around with a keychain, they have earned it.
Wait. So when did we stop getting paid, I wonder, for this show?
We actually pay
when
to work.
That happen? All right.
We do pay to work, by the way.
All right.
So who are we here in Clearwater, Florida? We're announcing here live, and it's the Shrink and Wrap Show. Again, Peggy's our first shrink. We have four shrinks here, and what we do, we have wraps. Trish is a wrap, Renee's a wrap, and my friends that come on here are wraps, and we tie songs, and we take the three of them, licensed therapists, a friendship point of view, and songs, and we tie them into therapy to get us through this thing called life, and it works out really well. So we usually always have a loosen up song, but I'm going to make a couple of announcements, because I'm always rushing. First, I'd like to thank my sponsor. I have a sponsor that actually sponsors the show, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Super, super sweet. I'd also like to wish Joey James, the label, her daughter Samantha, a 24th happy birthday. I'd like to say congratulations to Carolyn Cotello for her graduation. Congratulations to that. And Mother's Day is coming around the corner here. And I also would like to remind everybody to go to hsn.com for any last-minute needs. And also Joey James Label. Purses are 75% off. Just saying.
Good
just
to
saying.
Know. Uh-huh.
So that's, I think I got all that in. So, because I always go home and I think about that, what's going on. Mm-hmm. So let's take a listen to our Loosen Up song, please. And that would be, what did I pick? Don't you worry about a thing.
Oh,
okay.
Good,
good
one.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry.
Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. And it is Mother's Day week. Oh. And we did part one last week, and we welcome shrink number one. She is here today. Peggy, you're going to talk about Mother's Day. But I want to ask you, I just want to review last week's show. Last week, Trish was here and Ed, we were all here. And do you happen to know when Mother's Day started? Not to put you on the spot. Just, it's okay if not, because we didn't know either.
I remember something about some president who endorsed it because of his relationship with his mom. Is that right?
That is so good.
Stop it!
You are so smart.
Unbelievable.
So, can you just give me his initial?
Oh, boy. We're going back before maybe W.
Yeah, Matt, W is good. You're very good.
Well, Trish, she helped me up with
Trish,
that. So.
Yeah. When in doubt, look about.
I would not have known. But.
When in doubt, look about is what I'm going to say. So it was actually Anna Maria Jarvis. And May 1st, she was the founder of Mother's Day in the United States. Her mother had frequently expressed a desire to establish such a holiday. So after her death, she did. And I'd like to tell you, and this was based on last week's show, is part one of our Mother's Day segment. And President Woodrow Wilson.
Okay, so some president. I just didn't know the W. Trish helped me with that.
But W's good. You're close. Because do we all know our presidents anymore? I don't know.
Well,
I know Ed does. Do you know your presidents?
Well, that's a cognitive test that we do. We start from the current, and we go back as far as we can.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Yeah,
I can get to two.
And you're better than me. No, I'm getting better. But yeah, May 9th, President Wilson declared National Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So he's considered the father of Mother's Day. So thank you, President Woodrow Wilson. And so you got a little bit of history today, and now you know where Mother's Day came from, because those things, you know, you learn something on the Shrink Wrap Show every once in a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And you know, today is May 9th, coincidentally, by the way.
But they do it.
Yeah, it's the second Sunday, the from second. What I understand.
Mm-hmm.
When you do your homework, it is. It's the second Sunday of every May, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's what I read.
Again, suggestions and opinions. Suggestions and opinions.
And guesses
and
every
guesses,
once in a while.
Right. Well, Peggy, we welcome back. Thank you for today. You're a licensed therapist, and you were the original. We started this with a great idea many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get right into the topic of Mother's Day, because last week, Halima, who is owner of the Coco Bee Resort, and Trish is wearing her beautiful dress. And I have
the blue dress today.
Yes.
The gray.
That's right.
Gray.
I have that dress, and I have the yellow dress, too. But but she is our model, our Price is Right model.
Price is Right.
For Coco Bee. So
and the price is right.
And the price is right. Look how creative you are. That's right. So, and Halima is such a giver. You go in there, she'll do a great makeover for any mothers. You go in there and you don't know what to wear and you want to change it up in your wardrobe, she's the one to see at Coco B Resort. So last week, she joined us on our show, Peggy. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about the sacrifices that mothers make. And for me, you know, I know my mom made a sacrifice for me. And for me, it was a gift to me to have my mother, but also to be a mother. So it wasn't a sacrifice to me. It was definitely a gift. But I want to ask you, some people, you know, when you become an adult, sometimes, can you tell us how to establish and maintain healthy adult relationships with your mother?
Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions on
that?
Yeah,
well, you know, first of all, I want to say, and we all know that mothers play an incredibly vital role in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. They're usually the primary caregivers. They're usually the ones that provide, you know, love, support, guidance through our childhood years, our important developmental childhood years. But, you know, also the relationship between a mother and child, you know, it can vary greatly. And but it's generally and overall considered to be, and maybe you'll disagree, but that's one of the most influential, important relationships in our lives. So whatever the relationship you have with your mother, you know, historically, if it's dysfunctional, if it's been a little toxic, you can still repair it. But I'm going to talk a little bit right now about, if it's okay, guys, I just want to throw out a couple of things that might be helpful mm-hmm. to establish a healthy relationship. And I'm talking about adult relationships because children, you know, children and teenagers before the age of 18, 21, there's still a different dynamic to a parent and a child. So I'm talking about adult relationships today, okay? Uh-huh. So because adults are a little bit more on the mature level and, again, can react and respond to their parents in a different way and define the relationship that they once had, right? Yeah. So, having said that, let's talk a little bit about how it can maintain a healthy relationship. So, I'm going to use this word boundaries. We throw that around, right, a lot. Setting boundaries. But it's such a great word because that's one of the things we have to do in a lot of aspects of our lives. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what boundaries need to be set. So Tracy, what do you think about that? Like, you know, again, keep in mind we're establishing an adult healthy relationship with our mothers. What do you think we could begin with in terms of setting a boundary? Healthy boundary.
A healthy boundary is the way you communicate.
Stop it. Do you want to sit here?
Am I going from C student to B student?
Oh my gosh, she's like an A now.
I'm getting there. See?
Yeah.
Practicing my listening skills, getting the right answer.
Well, communication is probably the top one.
Yeah.
And by that I mean you've got to clearly communicate your needs. You know, you're adults now. We're adults now. Your feelings, your expectations, you know, to your mother. Express what your boundaries are calmly. You know, as children and adolescents, we have rules to follow. Parents have certain responsibilities. But as adults, you're never going to not have responsibilities for your child, but it has to be defined differently to be maintained healthy. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You know,
no, it's you good
don't,
advice.
And when you're doing that, when you're having this level of communication, you don't blame, you don't get accusatory, a lot of I statements mm-hmm. so that you're not putting anyone in defensive mode, okay? And I'm talking men and women.
Right.
So that's really important. And then, Trish, I'm going to get you on this one.
Okay.
We're talking about setting boundaries. What do you think another healthy boundary or redefining that relationship with your mom?
Hmm. How about emotions? Emotional boundaries?
Oh. So, yeah, you know, we in this process of setting boundaries, we've got to maintain some boundaries in terms of what you're comfortable saying, what you want to share, what topics are off limit, right? And mm-hmm. be able to establish those limits because you can't talk about everything. You know, patients say to me, my mother's my best friend. And I want to say, really? Because I don't know. I would not share with my best friend things that I would share with my mother necessarily.
I don't want to know what my mom's doing in every aspect.
You know?
Right.
So establish limits, okay, on the emotional level. Trish, good answer. Establish limits, you know, and also ask what mom's limits are. What's okay with you? What's okay not talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What are your boundaries? You know, so we can get, again, under the the guise of communication. You know, and another one, I'm going to move on to another one I'm afraid to ask because you don't need me here anymore.
No, yes, so, we do. I've learned so much from you. You're doing great.
So another boundary, healthy boundary, again, trying to establish a different kind of healthy relationship with your mother, independent in decision making. You know, as an adult, we're able to assert ourselves. We have our own opinions. We have our own mindset. You know, just because you were brought up a certain way doesn't necessarily mean you're going to follow through with that. So you want to communicate your desire for autonomy, respect, while still appreciating what your mother's advice and guidance has been. You follow me? There's a way to do that without being disrespectful.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Like, give me an example of what you might say to your mother that's telling her to back off a little bit.
I gotta go.
See you later, Trish. Can you jump in?
I love my mom. Mom, happy Mother's Day to you. I respect you. We love each other.
It might be like, I appreciate your opinion on this matter, but I really wanna buy this instead of that, or do this instead of that.
You know, I see what you're saying, Mom, mm-hmm. but you know what? I really would want. This is important to me.
And
that's
she said,
it.
I. She
yeah.
said, I.
She said, I.
She said, you don't get involved. She
right.
said, I.
Yeah. So, I mean, that again, important might sound trivial, guys, but it's important. And then I don't want to say last and least because I could go on, but you know, if you've got children of your own, right, then you might want to establish boundaries around parenting decisions because parents will say, I'm guilty of it, to a child who is now also a parent, mm-hmm. You don't need to do it that way, or you need to change it up. And, you know, sometimes believe it or not, my advice or guidance is not appreciated. So I've learned how to delicately navigate that, you know.
Yes.
And then remember, you know, setting boundaries, it's a gradual process. It's gradual and hopefully progressive. If you hang in there and follow what you feel is important regarding your communication, your level of communication, what you're communicating clearly and actively listening to your mother, then you can redefine the relationship. You know, and I'm talking about normal. Okay, I hate to use the word normal. I'm talking about your normal relationships that can be somewhat dysfunctional, somewhat toxic, but I'm not talking about the severe pathology that's occurred that is perhaps causing and still causing trauma. You have to be careful. You have to work through that trauma before you're able to set boundaries in a healthy way. You follow me? There's a difference.
So totally get
I just want the listeners to understand that difference. But
that's great advice. Yeah. That's great advice. What you know, and what you're saying is like communication and listening. We've been talking about the importance of listening, and I'm working on that skill myself because, you know, I'm also big into delivery. I think listening is important, but the way you deliver
your tone.
Definitely.
Because your emotions are behind something, and then you start yapping at one another, and then the whole, the topic gets lost into, mm-hmm. you don't even hear the white noise. But also, can I just, what do you think about, to me, mm-hmm. one thing I learned is that when you're growing up with your parents, or your kids are growing up with you, and you're the parent, they look at you as perfection. My parents make no mistake. They're perfect. And then they become adults, and then they realize the person that you are. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, your kids, my son, is learning the person I am. And I think that you mm-hmm. realize your parents are not perfect, but then you see the person that they are outside of just motherhood. Any comments on that? Good point.
You know, that's important to bring out because mm-hmm. we really don't start to get a handle on that until we're older, until we've matured a little bit and can understand that. So that's a good point, Trace.
I think that comes after with mm-hmm. maturity because then you see what their upbringing was mm-hmm. and some of their maybe childhood traumas,
right.
you know, or good things too. Mm-hmm. But then you see them as the person. Then you look at your parents' right. relationship as a person. It's mm-hmm. different,
you know,
looking at it from an adulthood.
You said we mentioned trauma before. You just mentioned trauma, which I don't want to leave out. You know, that this does apply, this can apply to relationships that, the children have been traumatized at some point and they've been able to work through that. If there's been difficulty establishing a healthy relationship, can I talk a little bit about how you might repair that?
Yes. Is that, I mean, something that I could...
Oh, my gosh, yeah. No, how do you repair a relationship with your mother?
Okay.
That was the top question, of course.
Okay. Well, I have some suggestions that are, you know, we've statistically proven, so to speak, from research. But I think an important thing is if you've got to be able to understand, right, your own emotions towards your mother. Figure out that feeling. Why are you angry? Why? Are you grieving? Are you resentful? What is that feeling you have? So you can identify that personally, then you're at a good start. Because then you know where that feeling is coming from. And that's going to give you a head start on trying to repair it. And along with that, Trish, let me ask you this. You know, what else do you think may... I'm putting you on the spot, I'm sorry. What okay. else do you think could play into possibly... you know, assisting and help in repairing a dysfunctional relationship with your mom?
Well, I think along with introspection, which is getting in touch with your own feelings.
Good word.
Is empathy.
Right.
And getting in touch with your mother's feelings and why she may be feeling a certain way.
Yeah, like you know, what are the challenges your mom has faced historically in her background? What's that like? So maybe you can better understand her past mm-hmm. challenges and how her behavior reflects or manifests today. Does that make sense? You know, so if you have those things up front, then you're again got a head start on how to repair. Important, you know, initiate or open up an honest kind of communication. You know, you want to not criticize, you want to try to communicate what exactly you want to work out. Don't leave it open-ended, get specific. Mom, I think you and I have to talk about how you treat blah blah blah, how you behave when you're around whatever. You have to get specific, you know, in a very non-threatening way. So you're not placing anyone in a defensive mode. Does that make sense?
Yes, because then you have better communication. So that falls under the actively listening part of it and really understanding the empathy, like what mm-hmm. she just said.
And it's tough to do that, to bring put those things on the table and people not to get defensive.
Yeah, because it can be very emotional. But again, if you're honest and you're portraying sincerity, then I think you can move forward with what your goals are. You know, when we talk about listening actively, what do you think that means, guys? Listening actively.
Processing their feelings.
Taking
it in.
Yeah. Don't interrupt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, don't say, that didn't happen. You know, you want to validate their feelings. They're their feelings, right? Mm-hmm. So listen actively. Try to clarify, like, can you help me understand what you just said? Because I think you just want to, again, you want to be able to communicate as clearly as possible. We can do that not just with mothers. We try to do that all across the board, right? And then lastly, kind of, is, you know, be patient, forgiving, and what? Set boundaries. And those boundaries can be set in a very non-threatening, productive way. I don't know how else to say it. And that's what you have to, you know, again, empathy, get in touch with your feelings, figure out, you know, why, what's the trigger here, what has been the trigger, what's gotten you upset in the past, and what exactly is that feeling so you can better be able to communicate it. Empathy, Trish, good answer, very important. We all, other than psychopaths, we all have empathy or the ability to, you know, identify with others' feelings. Find out what mom's... maybe, you know, what her background is, what her challenges have been. That will help you. It'll help you in terms of the forgiveness.
And that's a lot of conversation because we don't always know that. Like, my dad was just telling me stuff from his childhood that I never knew, and he's 88 years old. You know,
there
I'm
you
just
go.
Finding this out now.
See, but then you'll understand him and why some of his experiences made him who he is, that, you know. But
exactly.
It's good you're getting to know him as an adult, you know, from adult to adult. Not
a
just
different
the perfect
perspective.
Dad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing is, too, I'm wondering, like, mixed emotions, I think, too. It's your mother or it's your, you know, or you're the mother to your son or whoever, the mother figure. There's mixed emotions because there's a respect level with their opinion and what they say. So it's hard, I think sometimes that is the challenging thing, is to face the reality of topic that you don't want to disrespect
again,
them.
Again, it's with, you know, you don't want to be disrespectful. You're appreciating where they're coming from, but you have a different opinion.
With the boundary.
So it's, again, tone, delivery, limits, how you do it. And it can happen. Yeah. It has happened, and it's not going to happen overnight. Yeah. It's gradual and progressive.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm done with mothers.
Well, you're good, but
that was Mother's Day.
But it's also, you know, with you being a mother to your son as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, for me, just to reiterate everything you just said, and Halima was on last week from Coco B, she said this would be a great topic. It's ironic that you brought this up. Yeah. So I did do a little homework, but to reiterate everything you said, 7 ways to repair a strained relationship with your mom, and to confirm everything said, it says just reach out, open the lines of communication, be compassionate, have compassion for both yourself and your mother. Is that fair to say?
Well, like you just said? It's almost like I wrote this little article
that's
you're pulling up right now.
I'm confirming. I'm doing a summary, but this is, you know, she had mentioned this, and you said, let's talk about this.
All
so
right.
I'm telling you, this is stuff that you didn't even know I was going to bring up. Be open-minded. So you get an A. You're an A. Yeah.
I'm glad.
A student.
Thank you.
Be open-minded, you know, and actively listening. As I'm just
said
doing a summary.
Wow.
And this
I'm patting myself on the back here.
Yeah, A+ so far. Create realistic expectations, which will probably fall into boundaries as well. Be forgiving when you can. And I don't know, I want to know your thoughts on this one. Accept that not all relationships can be repaired. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, it is, we always try, as therapists, we try to think positively. We try to look at the, you know, we try to exhaust all possibilities in terms of a positive outcome, but there is that possibility. And that's when, again, this is with professional help, you know, you're going to have to be able to back up and kind of disassociate and set those boundaries for yourself to take care of yourself. But like I said earlier, I like to try to kind of think about the positive, and that it can always be redefined in a different way.
But it says here, but patience and calmness and understanding and openness to differing views will help repair it. And I think you just need to work on the bonding time. And I know Renee's going to be on here, and Trisha's going to be talking about some events, and we have a guest coming on too talking about horses. But go do stuff to repair your relationship. Mm-hmm. Is that, would you say that's fair enough?
Well, are you saying do physical activities to repair, or the setting limits and the communication being open? Is that what you mean?
Well, I have here communication as well, but it says here, studies suggest that sharing experiences can foster stronger bonds than exchanging material items, even at Mother's Day. So
little gifts, right?
Yeah.
Separate,
like,
you know.
Hiking and volunteering together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, do you see
it that? Makes common ground,
if
right?
If you have that in common, or you want to offer that out, sure.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, what do you guys think about this before I shut up?
They don't want you to shut up. You're on the show.
It's Mother's Day, right? That's why we're, you know, kind of focusing the topic today on that. But what do you think about buying daughters, daughter-in-laws, grandmothers, etc., Mother's Day gifts? What about that?
Let Trish take over on that.
So, yeah, so me as a mother buying my daughter a Mother's Day gift because she's the mother of my granddaughter.
Got it. I got that.
Uh-huh.
Right. So so that's a yes for you.
So, I mean, she's a mother. I'm thankful to her for bringing my granddaughter into this world and giving me that gift, because that is one of my greatest gifts in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why we have kids,
something.
Right? Because they can give us grandkids.
Exactly.
Right. Good. Thanks, Trish.
Well,
thanks.
Well, thank you. And I'm gonna go to our main song. I'm gonna say this, and thank you both, Peggy. Thank you for all the information. And we're not done. We'll probably be intertwining some topics in between now and the closing statement today. But I definitely want to. I was gonna end the song last week and listen to the lyrics. That's what the song's all about. Because lyrics can take away loneliness. Lyrics can unlock some answers, and again, lyrics can be the poetry to your heart. So last week I was going to play the song, and listen to the lyrics, and we're going to talk about it as soon as it's over. Let's listen to Drops of Jupiter from Train.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter. Yeah. yaks like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Hey, hey, hey. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey,
Drops of Jupiter. And I'd like to ask everybody here, including you, Ed, tell me what you think the meaning of that song is. I know they kind of know, but do you have an idea? It's okay not to put you on the spot, because I don't know anything until an hour before my show, but I did know this.
Not really, no.
Okay, so this is why the lyrics, and you can take this meaning and it can mean anything to you, but what it's about is a song that entered the top five on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it became an international hit. But what it is, it's about his mother. And it was written and recorded by Train, where he was inspired to write it by his late mother, who had died after a struggle of cancer. So I'm sure every time this year, that's just his go-to song and connection to his heart, of his feelings and poetry, to where his mother is, hopefully now, an unseen place. And it's a connection from his heart to hers that will live forever. And I think some people, this is a depressing time, but when you have a song like that, it can connect you to those that are lost. Do you have any comments about that?
I mean, it can be, when you lose your mother, it can be a hard time on Mother's Day, but having a song or having a memory to think about, and, you know, on that special day, I think it's healthy
to remember. It's alive in your heart. Mm-hmm. You're bringing back a memory. And I just want to say this, too, that in that song, the recording features the signature strings of arranger Paul Buckmaster, who won the 2001 Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Arrangement. I think that's amazing that he won that in Drops of Jupiter, because that instrumental is the mood of the whole song, and I think that was important to note from Paul Buckmaster. So I think that's a great song. Whether your mom has, hopefully your mom is here, and if not, I believe there is more. I really do. But you can feel them with your heart. Some things you can see with your eyes, others you feel with your heart. And this is a case where you feel with your heart. There's a bond, an undeniable bond with your parents and children. So that's a great song to go to. So on a lighter note, and thank you, Train, for that song. And listen to it on Mother's Day. It might help you get through a tough time.
Something reminds me, aren't you a Train fan? I think I remember a story.
Nothing bad. You guys don't take it the wrong way. It was like 20 years ago, and we went to a concert. And
I remember.
Yeah, it was a cute little thing, but it was an innocent thing. But when I say innocent, he just sang. You know, they sing.
You just gave it away.
They sing to everyone in the audience, so it was a wonderful thing, though. So, but you're never the same after that. Just say it.
So you have to say what they did, Tracy.
They just sang.
They sang to you, to
my group of my group of friends. So
well,
it was amazing.
I think it was a little more than that.
No, it was not. It was all good. But what I have to say, but this is the problem. We need a therapist now because mm-hmm. Train has a new song out now. It's The Long Yellow Dress. Mm-hmm. So are you still scarred from that, Ed? He said that his video shows a yellow dress and there's no one inside the dress.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a dance song, though.
Yeah.
No, it didn't linger.
I am going to say this about that wonderful song. It's a song to lift people up, to dance, and he's going to be touring, I think. And what I really believe is I think his wife will be wearing that yellow dress when he gets back. And mm-hmm. I think he's gone, and he's dreaming about her, and the yellow dress, and the mystery woman's going to be his beautiful wife. So I just want to say that. And I will say this, and then we're going to switch over to nonprofits, and then we're going to go to Detective Jay. So Train will be here with Ario Speedwagon, I think August the 20th. They'll be performing here at Mid-Florida Credit Union on August 20th. So hurry up, get your tickets. Are you going to go?
Well, let me just put a plug in for June 3rd, Rolling Stones, last concert probably. So.
Oh, that's right. You'll be there. So you could go to Rolling Stones, then Train. But the 813-727 code is going to be happening here in the 20th.
This is Orlando. Well, I'm still good with it.
Yeah. I have to plug my favorite Styx, which is coming in, I believe it's July.
That's right.
So they're coming to the amphitheater.
And don't forget New Kids on the Block. That's the first concert I went to with my daughter. We're going to that July 19th. She's forcing me to go.
Well, that's a great Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You can say it and celebrate then.
Okay.
So, well, thank you. And we're going to switch over now to Trish with our nonprofit events. Thank you. It's all about giving back, too, on the Shrink and Wrap Show. Tell us what you got going on.
Well, I just want to reiterate. I know I mentioned this last week, but Sunday, May 12th from 10 to 12, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium is having a Mother's Day brunch. So that would be a good place to take your family. It's family friendly with a tea party menu and live music. And proceeds, of course, go to the marine life at the aquarium.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Another fun thing you can do with your mom, Saturday, May 11th, Mother's Day Grady Goat Yoga.
Oh!
Goat Yoga.
Yeah.
9:30 a.m. at the Grady Goat Farm. And that foundation raises money to rescue and provide a sanctuary for goats that have been neglected or abandoned. And they also raise money to help children facing adversity, as well as many other fundraising organizations that they give to.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And another fun thing you could do there is take your office for corporate team building, social gatherings, special occasions, or any other reason.
Nice.
So those are a couple fun things.
I love it. Yeah. And are you going to be attending any of those?
Well, I would like to go to goat yoga one day. Any takers?
I'll drive you there.
Well, you can drive me there.
I like them, but when you're in there and then you're outnumbered.
They're so cute.
No, they're adorable.
They're babies.
I love them. They're so cute. I know. I should do it. It's just any animal with teeth, you know, but they have horns and teeth. But they're sweet,
but
right?
They're little.
Okay, they're little. So we'll have to go do. Let's try it. Maybe we could take the show there.
I think I'll pass.
Maybe we can take the show there.
You don't like
no,
that.
No, ladies, I think I'll pass.
Okay. But I love goats. Mm-hmm. I love goats. But so I also forgot to mention, too, it was Teachers Appreciation Week.
Yeah, teachers, last week.
Thank you to mm-hmm. all of you teachers out there for being an inspiration mm-hmm. to all our children. And also, it was Nurses Week. And I definitely want to give a shout out to all the nurses. Thank you so much for that. And for all of you pet moms, dog moms, cat moms, bird moms, petharmony.com has your answers. Go to petharmony.com. Dr. Oz will be back here next week and we'll be talking about that, but check out that app petharmony.com. And mentioning goats, which I think I should try that. I'm going to try the goat yoga.
Okay.
We're going to go.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah,
you heard her, Peggy.
I heard her.
Yeah. But now we have Detective Jay, who's also going to show another type of therapy. And is Detective Jay on the line? Yay.
Here. Hello, buddy.
Hi, Detective Jay. How are you?
We're doing good. What a good show.
Hi, well, do you want to do goat yoga with us?
Yeah, goat yoga.
Well, goats are awesome. They definitely will walk your back and crack you a couple times.
Well, that's what I just work, you know, you can get piercings in places that you probably never dreamed of.
Absolutely.
Little horns. But you have a type of therapy now that I wanted to ask you a couple questions. Thank you for coming on. This is our detective, Jay, and she's part of our Shrink and Wrap show as well. And tell us a little bit, what was the beginning? You're going to be talking about the Avalon family and the charities, and adding on to what Trish just said, what was the beginning of the new journey for the Avalon family charities? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the very beginning of Avalon really was in 1995, actually founded by Pamela Roush, who is a trainer. She's been with the United States World Championship. She's done just a zillion things if you look on the website. And she had Avalon Stables up until 2023, when they changed over and became Avalon Family Charities. And that was really the beginning of a new journey for them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what that started was a very, very unique foundation that it created a sports equine charity that fosters like all the pleasures and all the prides that come from the business of horse owning and showing.
Mm-hmm.
And what that basically means, Tracy, is that that foundation takes in, of course, donations as a 501c3, but what they do that is so unique and so special is they give back scholarships. In 2023, they gave back over $18,000 in scholarships to 14 recipients that applied for those scholarships. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Yes, it's really nice giving back. I love it. Love it. So now the Avalon Charities, they've been established since 2023. What is their track record like, you just said, in giving back? But how can riders, so this is for people that ride horses?
So this Avalon Stables is a saddlebred show stable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they began.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened to this charity is that so many times you have a rider, whether it's an adult or a child, that just can't get to the next level because they need a next level horse, or they need that next level funding to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want to go to a clinic, or they just want to become a lesson rider. So with these scholarships, they're able to apply online for these scholarships. They are able to buy the scholarship, and by the committee looking over the wish list, they are able to then be a recipient of the scholarship.
Okay.
And the committee looks it over in a blind fashion. That means they see no name.
Mm-hmm.
They just see the wish list of the rider.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is really, really important to the integrity of the scholarship.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And so in essence, what they give back is education, clinics. They give, like I was saying, maybe to that rider that is an amazing rider but just can't get to the next level because they need that next level horse to go to world. That's their wish. They get that wish.
Wow. That's...
So it is absolutely amazing. They also help rescues. They help as far as, you know, therapy children go. I just don't feel like anybody's turned down. It's just an amazing program. And as I read through the website and I had an interview with Pam Roush, I just got so excited listening to the development of this amazing scholarship program. And it is so educational.
That sounds wonderful. Can you tell me a little bit more about the therapy children? Like, can you explain a little bit more about that with therapy children?
Well, the therapy, when I say that, that's like a blanket for, you know, horses are amazing therapy.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yes.
therapy for riders. And as you know, I've had my horses through the years, which
yes.
Pam was the center for those horses. So I just the relationship, the ideal that children need, the confidence. So let me just tell you one of the examples that Pam actually gives in her website is that you take a 16-year-old child on a 1,000-pound horse in an arena with 10 other people showing 1,000-pound horses, and you make the horse do what you want it to do, mm-hmm. right there, that's going to build an amazing confidence with the child.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did they build this trust, this confidence, it's an incredible therapy every time mm-hmm. they're with that support, yeah. that building that relationship. And if you have a child that might have those special needs, wow, can you even imagine what that would do?
Yeah, I just think there's so much of that that's needed out here today. These kids need an outlet. There's not much to do. It costs a lot of money to do things, and it's so nice to take what we have here in life and apply it towards, you know, love and support. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Do you guys have yeah. anything to say about or any questions? Or?
Well, I was going to say, Detective Jay, that I worked with children on hypotherapy, with children with disabilities. And I can tell you, it is really a nice, good type of therapy that they can get, different from being in a clinic or in a hospital setting. And it really it works on balance, left-right orientation, gravitational insecurity, all kinds of things. So it's a really... That's good that they're doing that. I'm happy to hear that.
And mm-hmm. coming from a licensed therapist point of view, probably mm-hmm. the combination of that and that would be a wonderful thing, right? Do you have
Yeah, you know, equine therapy has been around for a while, not only with special needs, but with all ages, if you will. Mm-hmm. So it's like Dr. Jay said, it's confidence building. And it just allows you to bond to trust more so. The dynamic behind that is hard to understand, but it works.
I love it. I love that emotional connection. And it's Detective Jay. I call her Dr. Jay, too. You got Dr. Jay and Detective Jay here at the Shrink and Wrap Show.
What did I call her, Dr.? I'm sorry, Detective Jay.
You know why? Because I told you that earlier.
Right.
Okay, maybe. Sorry. No, I'm good. No, I'm not. I didn't mean it in
okay.
a bad way. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, so mm-hmm. we're running low on time, but when and where is the next event, Detective Jay?
So their next event is on June 29th. It's from 12 p.m. to 2, and it's a clinic. It's a horse show, but it's just for their in-house people, and their yearly awards are going to be given out, and their scholarship results are going to be announced.
That's so
nice. To be at their facility, which is located at 18029 Lake Reflections Boulevard, mm-hmm. Lutz, Florida 33558. You can find them on the website at Avalon Family Charities. Just Google Avalon Family Charities and you'll be able to click right on any link that comes up. Will take you directly to the website.
Right, and you can always call here at the station and ask for that information. Again, it's Avalon Charities, A-V-A-L-O-N Charities. And we thank you for that information. And maybe, Ed, can we do a live show from there? Because I was talking to her about this. Is that possible, even though if it's in Odessa? So we
That's
have,
in our backyard,
we have,
by
we have
the way.
Signals out there. Okay, so let's work on that. Let's try to get our live show out there set up between all of us as a group. What do you think?
Yeah, okay. Amazing. It'll just be electric. I can promise you that.
Okay.
Through the years when I've been out there, for every show they have, it is just spot on.
Well, we'll get, Ed, you're going to have to come out here with us and help us for our first live show. And let's try to make it happen. Now the pressure's on because I just announced it to all our listeners out there. So thank you so much. And we'll talk to you hopefully next week, Detective Jay. Thank you for that information.
Thank you. Great to see you all and hear from you all. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So now do we have Renee on with our entertainment news from the 813-727 area code and Dade City, by the way. Renee.
We got Renee on the phone. Happy Mother's Day.
I just want to say, Renee, I've missed you. It's Peggy. I've missed you.
Yeah. I
miss
you
more.
Okay.
We're sick of you being gone. Just right. Sick of it. That's what I always tell Peggy.
Miss Renee.
Yeah, Renee, so
all right.
Sweet.
All right, enough. Okay.
I can see you guys next Thursday.
Well, remember, she's got to go straight home today, so we're going straight home. She's got a Zoom call, just to let you know.
Right.
A lot of times.
I already had my Zoom, but now I have another Zoom. Oh, my God. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
We're good. What you got in the entertainment for all our listeners out there?
Hey, guys, starting tonight, there's a couple things. May 9th, we have two really notable, in case you can swing by. Sting is playing with the Florida Orchestra at the Mahaffey Theater in an intimate setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Diana Ross is playing at the Sound at Coachman Park,
mm-hmm.
which is for those people out in the Clearwater area.
So you're right. Yes.
From
My oh, that's right. Thank you for confirming that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure, but I announced it. Thank you.
On the opposite end of that, May 9th, tonight, Chris Stapleton is at the Mid-Florida Amphitheater, and he starts at 7 p.m. He's playing with Grace Potter. If you have not seen either one of those, it's incredible. It's an incredible concert. Mm-hmm. Also, Hauser, do you know who Hauser is?
Yes.
May 11th, Hauser is also at the Mid-Florida. That's this Saturday, or Friday.
Okay.
Is that Saturday? Saturday is the 11th. And then Busch Gardens and their lineup, my favorite, and I really am going to try to go on Sunday, is guess what, Tracy?
I know.
Leonard Skinner.
And yep. guess what? I have a question really quick. I know, I don't mean to interrupt, but guess who he is the brother of?
Who?
Do you know Ed? I think the lead singer of 38 Special. Again, suggestions and opinions. I think he is the brother of...
The lead singer.
Ed knows.
Do you know that?
No, I never heard of that, but I'm sure there's something to it.
Yeah.
Coming from you.
Sorry, I'm just glad you reminded me of that. So he's going to be at Busch Gardens, Def Leppard, on Mother's Day.
Not Def Leppard.
Wow.
I mean, not Def Leppard. Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner. And Grupo Mania, but it's more like a salsa merengue. Mm-hmm. That's more
That's fun.
Salsa merengue. But in Tampa, we have the Asian Pacific Islander Festival at Curtis Dixon Park, which just is going to bombard you with the best cuisine you have ever tasted in Asian, Japan, Korea, China, Philippine food. So if you have a hunker for that, that's where you need to go.
Yeah.
And then, and lastly, Mother's Day. Oh, well, there's a tequila. First of all, there's a tacos and tequila festival in St. Pete, Friday, May 10th, from 12 to 6. And our favorite band, Tracy, No Filters, playing.
Oh, there's so much fun down here. Do you have No Filters? Yeah. So much fun. If you haven't seen No Filter, you have to go see them.
Yeah. And it's at the Vinoy Pub, so it's pretty easy to hear if you're one of the restaurants there.
Yes.
Okay, Mother's Day Market.
Let's hear about that.
One at three, I know, but there's so many. One is at Three Daughters at 2022, 22nd Avenue South, and it starts, it's Saturday 11th, and it starts from 12 to 6, and it's got all the wonderful jewelry and candles and art stuff. And then we move right along to Market Marie, which is the third year anniversary of Coachman. Again, once again, Coachman's having another venue. 100 local vendors will be there.
Nice, girl. And
Mother's Day Market in Dunedin, May 11th, 10 to 4. And then Mother's Day Dash at the Floridian Social, which we've been to a couple times, Tracy.
Yes.
But it's same day, May 12th, Sunday, Mother's Day. But that doesn't start until 6 p.m.
Well, thank you so much. There's no excuse not to get out with your mother or take your daughters out. So, Renee, thank you for all that entertainment. We are going, because you brought that up, Trish has a real quick information, really quick, just to validate what I just said. I'm glad you brought up the concert. Can you validate that?
Okay, yes. It says that Leonard Skinner, co-founder and former lead vocalist Ronnie Van Zant, and the 38 Special founder, Donnie Van Zant, are brothers.
See? Hello. I just read that. I didn't know. We saw 38 Special last week. They were amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming to 813. Busch Gardens Concert Series is amazing. So I'm going to leave you today. Is Ginger? I wish Ginger would come in here. You could bring Ginger with her. Yes, here's the picture.
Ginger's right here.
Here's Ginger. Come here, Ginger. Come here. This is Ginger. And she's got a new collar. She's got a Kirstie Alley collar.
Come here, Ginger.
At the auction. Her owner, Lola. Come here, Ginger. Come here. There she is. She is part of our Shrink and Wrap show, too. For all of you dog moms, we are closing it off today. Life doesn't come with a manual. It comes with a mother. Happy Mother's Day. Let's take a listen to Somebody's Hero from Jamie O'Neill. Have a great Mother's Day. We'll see you next week. Shrink and Wrap show.
She's never pulled anybody from a burning building. She's never rocked Central Park to a half a million fans screaming out her name. She's never hit a shot to win the game. She's never